God indeed. Hope everyone's doing well this evening. So glad to have y'all with us tonight. Been looking forward to this, and I just want to say as we get started, prayer time is becoming a special thing to me, and I hope for those of you that have been here and those of you that maybe haven't because of work or whatever reason, the special prayer hour that we're doing has been really, to me, it's uplifting. Not that we don't pray, but when you have that designated time, and I know we talk about that so many times in our prayer closet or whatever, but I think the sincerity and knowing that the Almighty God hears our prayers and is willing to listen to us, and we don't have to be put on hold or anything to be in contact with Him. So I just want us all just to, as we go to prayer tonight, ask y'all to stand. Just sincerely as we turn everything over to the Lord, I want you to release anything that's distracting you tonight. You know, as we used to say on Sunday mornings a long time ago, you know, the pot roast will still be there when we get home. But I know it's a Wednesday night, and it would be just too easy to be home. I just feel so glad to have y'all with us. And when I know we want to pray in one mind and one accord. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. If anyone on my right side with a spoken prayer request tonight? Brother Jim? Absolutely. We'll definitely lift them up. Anyone else on my right side tonight with a spoken prayer request? Miss Lori? Sybil? Okay, thank you. Yes, Miss Tabitha. Absolutely. Yes, brother.
My father-in-law, he's back in Missouri, he's got some major breathing problems. He's actually for a couple weeks now having to sleep outside at night on the porch, away from his wife. It's pretty sad. So.
Absolutely. Oh, most definitely. And God knows what they need, each and every person. Don't want to miss anybody. Anyone on my left side tonight with a spoken prayer request? All righty. I don't want to miss anyone. Anyone in the congregation? Okay. Anyone up on the rostrum? Yes, Miss Penny.
Sister Brenda Key texted me and asked me if we remember her in prayer. She's having some back issues.
Absolutely. And I know that, and I know it's hard for the people that are watching live to hear the prayer request tonight, but we know that God knows each and every situation, whether it's spoken or unspoken. And I know we have people in our church that are just getting out of the hospital, they're still in recovery, those that are going in for procedures, there's so many situations going forward, more so than you see on the news. Life goes on. God is in charge of everything, and we're just placing each and every request. And if you have an unspoken, please just show by the raising of your hand. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise you tonight. Lord, we thank you for your many, many blessings, dear Lord, for your love, your mercy, and your grace. Dear Lord, as we open this service, dear Lord, as we come together tonight in this sanctuary, dear Lord, we just want to feel your holy presence. Dear Lord, we just want to turn all of our attention over to you and know that when we call out your name, dear Lord, that you hear the cry. And Lord, you know the needs, dear Lord, these spoken and unspoken. Dear Lord, we know that you can heal the body. You're the creator of all. And dear Lord, we know that you can provide as we seek you in every situation that we face, dear Lord. And we know that those hands that were raised, whether here or hopefully on the screen as they're watching this, whether this live feed, whether now or at a later time, Lord, know that we can cry out to you, dear Lord, and we thank you for this time you've given us. Lord, it's a very intimate, dear Lord, that you allow us to gather together in your name and come to you in prayer. Lord, we just want to lift you up, dear Lord. We want to honor you. Dear Lord, we just seek your guidance and your direction in all. Dear Lord, we pray for this country, our state, our city, dear Lord, and for this church congregation here and for all the churches, dear Lord. May we just seek you first in everything that we do, dear Lord, and we thank you for hearing our prayers. And, dear Lord, we're claiming it done in your name, Jesus. and your name alone is it possible. And Lord, we give you all the honor and all the glory in Jesus' name. And we all say, amen, amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Praise God, praise God. While you're standing, a song that I love to do, especially, seems like Wednesday night seems to be one of the more fitting, but Redeemed on page 277. Let's all just sing this, and we should all know it pretty much by heart. It took me forever to learn it. Now I like singing it, so Redeemed. Praise the Lord. I know there's a lot of activities going on as we've talked about the different ministries. I want to continue to mention our food closet. Just thank each and every one of you for your giving spirit, for just allowing the Lord to lead you. But don't forget about our food closet, the dry goods that can be donated, the needs that's there, and also the monetary donations are so well appreciated. And because of the things that are perishable that have to be repurchased. And then also, for our band of brothers, men, I just really appreciate each and every one of you, the amazing gracers, the ladies. And for Brother Keith, you have a testimony? You were saying something about your Overcomers Outreach.
Last week, it's been more and more for a while. It's just me and a couple other people, but it kind of goes up and down. But here lately, the past couple of meetings, there have been 6 or 7 people.
Oh, praise God. Praise God. I just love to hear that. And you know, he knows who needs to be there that particular day, doesn't he? Give him that. Yes, he does. Amen. Well, we're going to go ahead and take up our evening offering. Just don't forget that our Wednesday night offering is our Good Samaritan offering. And we just appreciate each and every one of you. Just love y'all so much. Praise God. Praise God. Brother Jim, would you ask the Lord just to bless our offering, please? Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Lord, I ask you to bless us
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Sister Nikki, if you would, come on up, please.
God is great, isn't He? Amen. All the time. That's right.
I just want to say I love the Lord and I thank Him for His many blessings. And I thank Him for protecting Kevin the other day when he had his wreck. It could have been so much worse. The guy was flying down the road and Kevin was going the speed limit, but the guy was going so fast, he rear-ended Kevin while Kevin was still driving. And it tossed him around the road and there was an embankment there. But Kevin said it was like the car stopped. You know, God kept him from going there. And Kevin kept saying, oh, we have a good car. And he said, you know what? He said, no. He said, I don't have anything to do with the car. He said, that was by the grace of God. Amen. So I just thank Him for His many blessings.
Amen. There is peace and contentment in the Father's house today. Lots of food on the table. No one turned away. There is singing and laughter as the hours they pass by. But a hush calms the singing as the Father sadly cries. with rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice, and trembles at his voice.
Spirit, y'all worship with us. Yeah.
control. I don't want to walk this road. I know where it is, and I need to feel your spirit once again. And I remember victory in my soul, and the sweet
through my mind since Susan sang that song. I don't remember the exact words, but I want to work for you, though death may come my way. I hope I can do that. Yeah, I don't know that we've really thought about it, but with the way things are in the world right now, you know, standing up for Jesus may be really, really, really tough at some point in time. And I just hope and pray that I will work even though death may come my way. I just hope I have the strength. And I mean, I love Jesus. And, you know, but when you're in a point like that, you don't know what you're going to do when you're challenged or something. I just hope I can stand for Him.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Want to stand for the Lord? How about you?
Amen.
Praise God. Come on, give the Lord a big old hand clap. Come on, let's go.
Hallelujah.
He's worthy, amen.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. This and all, can you hear me? I'm going to try to fill a request tonight for Sister Evelyn. All right. If you feel like singing with me, you just go ahead, all right? We're going to do Joy in the key of F, I think. I may have to get a little. Green. Yeah. One day I was walking in a world of fear, no rest for my weary soul. Then I met a man who said he'd be my friend. All my burdens he knew. Oh, God took those burdens on, gave me heavenly fire. Now I've got a brand new goal. Since I met this man called Jesus Christ, I got joy, joy, joy.
I'm glad I know where that joy comes from. And we can't find too much joy in this world. Can't find too much joy in the things of this world. There's a little pleasure there, but I thank God that we have found true joy in a relationship with Jesus Christ. My, my, my. Good to see you here on a Wednesday night. I just want to beg your indulgence on the seating arrangements tonight. And no, there has not been a crime scene. It's we have cordoned off or sectioned off some seating, trying to be in compliance with what we hear is an extension of some of the restrictions and regulations according to the virus that is still lingering in the land. And we are trying to be compliant with the desires of certain state regulations and things. So please bear with us, and we'll just try to just have service right on. And you may have to sit in a different place or a different seat. But, you know, if the fire is hot enough,
come on.
Amen?
Come on.
When the fire gets hot enough, you can feel it all over the house. Amen? There's a song that says, "He's God on the platform. He's God back at the door. He's God in the amen corner. He's God all over the floor." So if we just give up to the Lord, and God will bless us no matter where we sit or no matter where we congregate, as long as we have our mind on the Lord. So God bless you. If you have your Bibles tonight, go with us to the Psalm 102. Psalms 102. Thank you for standing for the reading of God's Word tonight. And tonight's service may be a little different, but bear with me tonight as we attempt to be respective of what God would have us to hear tonight, and also submissive and obedient to the will of the Father tonight. Psalms 102, verses 1 through 4. When you get there, say, "Praise the Lord."
Oh,
that's good to hear. The Bible says, "Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come unto thee." The psalmist says, "Hide not thy face from me in the day when I am in trouble. Incline thy ear unto me in the day when I call. Answer me speedily, for my days are consumed like smoke, and my bones are burned as a hearth. My heart is smitten and withered like grass, so that I forget to eat my bread." Can we pray? Heavenly Father, how thankful and grateful we are, God, for another opportunity and time to gather together tonight. Father, we're thankful for those who are here. We're praying your anointing and your blessing, God, upon these people. Pray tonight that your Holy Spirit would just lead us and guide us and direct us, Lord, in the way that you would have us to go. God, just feed us that heavenly manna from heaven tonight. God, I pray that you would anoint these lips of clay, God, this vessel, this oracle, to speak to our hearts, to speak to our spirit. God, to give us divine direction, God, and during this troublesome time that we live in. I pray, God, that you would bless those who are seeking, God, healing in their body, those who may be sick and afflicted. Father, I pray, God, that you would just let that healing virtue flow in their lives right now. Lord, and touch us again with your Holy Spirit. And we ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. We love you. You may be seated tonight in the presence of the Lord. Psalms 102. You are probably aware, in fact, I think that you are aware, that this week has been set aside as a time of prayer and meditation to God for a number of things. We have not tried to tell you what to pray for or what to ask God for. We have just designated an hour each night during this week that the church doors would be open from 7 to 8 to have a time of prayer. You can pray at the altar. You can pray at a pew. You can pray walking around, whether you want to pray 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever the situation. We have tried to keep those options open to you and how you want to pray or reach out to the Lord. And yesterday evening, when you pray and you pray and you pray, I left Monday night thinking, Lord, I have prayed for everything that I possibly can think of. And I poured out my heart. And I thought I did. And then as Tuesday rolled around and before the time was designated to come and pray, I began to search the Bible. And I began to turn to the Psalms, because David has always been one of my favorite Bible characters. I guess because he was of a retentive nature, and he realized when he was wrong, he was very quick to go to God and ask God to forgive him, and God did have mercy upon him time and time again. But if anyone knew how to write an eloquent and a glorious and a wonderful heartfelt prayer, to me and my thinking, it would have been David. So I was searching and I was searching and I was reading, and they all was good. And I was thinking, if I could maybe incorporate some of the petitions, some of the prayers, some of the prose that David used, then maybe I could better communicate with God some of the things that was on my heart and some of the things that needed to be done in our land. So I was looking, and I read, and I came across one, and to, honestly, I don't even remember exactly which one it was. It happened to be Psalms 102. And I was reading it, and it impressed me, and I thought, man, that is very, very timely. That's almost the time and situations that we're in. In fact, I have a caption at the top of my Bible, at the top of verse 102. It says, "It is a prayer of the afflicted when he is overwhelmed and poureth out his complaint before the Lord." And I thought about that, and I said, well, you know, that might be appropriate. So, and later on, I put my Bible down in my hurrying and scurrying and try to get up here by a quarter. Well, actually, I had to get up here a little bit earlier because we had a meeting, or I actually had a lady come in, and then we were discussing some things that she had wanted to talk about. And so I forgot my Bible, left my Bible at home. And on the way up here, I got to think, I don't remember which psalm that was. I don't remember which psalm that was. So when I got into my study before we had that little meeting, I have a Bible that's there on my desk. And I reached and grabbed it, and I opened up the Bible. And it has, you know, those most Bibles have a ribbon bookmark. The ribbon bookmark was there at Psalm 102. And I cannot recall putting that ribbon there. Maybe I did in some time past, but I looked and I said, "Wow, there it is. That's what I was searching for." And then when we was talking to this lady, as she was having prayer needs and things, she began to describe some of the exact same things that was in Psalms 102. And I was listening and I was listening and I was listening and began to share with her. And I said, "Do you mind if I read you something from the Bible?" And I began to share with her, and she opened up and just started crying. And she said, that's me. That's me at this particular time. And I began to share that with her. And I told her, I just read like those four verses there. And I skipped over and read verse number 17, which I will in just a moment. But I said, "Take this to heart. And when you get home, read it in its entirety and see if it doesn't bless you and fill that need." You know, how many knows, and we say this time and time again, God is an on-time God. Amen. He knows what we need, and he's there to help us and equip us. And I felt so strongly about this particular psalm that I wanted to share it with us tonight. And if I had a title of this particular message tonight, it would be "When My Prayer Cries Out." When my prayer cries out. Maybe let me rephrase that, if you would bear with me just a minute. When my prayer becomes serious. When my prayer becomes heartfelt. When my prayer gets past a time of trying to impress God or recite certain prose and lyrics and scripture from what I have read from the psalmist and how he prayed, when my prayer gets personal, when my prayer addresses a need within my life, when my prayer begins to be a cry out of the complaint or the situation or the destitute that I am in, amen, then we have a time where it gets serious with God, and God will hear our prayer. In fact, in verse number 17, it says, "He will regard the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayer." Destitute meaning those that are completely and totally in lack. I believe when we realize that we are at a point where it is impossible for us to do anything to fix the situation that we're in, whether that be a sickness, whether that be an affliction, whether that be a financial burden, whether it be an emotional burden, or whether it be a problem within the family, or whatever the strife or the situation may be that arises in our life, when we finally get to a point, and let me tell you, sometimes we don't always understand that until it's so messed up, then we realize that there's no way we'll ever get this fixed. And that's when it becomes a serious prayer. And that's when we begin to cry out to God. Lord, there is no other way. God, there is no other answer. Everything that could humanly be done has been done on my part. And Lord, to this point, all I have done is made matters worse. And we begin to cry out, Lord, I need you. And you know what? Then we get away from what we think our prayer sounds like. And we begin to let the Spirit that is within us cry out in groanings and murmurings unto God, petitioning Him to come on the scene and lift us up, or heal our body, or touch us, or anoint us, or make a way, or the prayer that I've been hearing a lot lately, Lord, heal our land. Praise God. You know, when we say that, we're not talking about the earth. We're not talking about the dirt. We're talking about the turmoil that is in the land today. Amen. Lord, come down and heal our land. Now, when that becomes more than just a practice prayer, God will hear from heaven, amen, and pour out of His Spirit and His anointing. When the prayer becomes a cry for help, a cry, God, you're the only one that can do this. You're the only one, God, that can send your power down and rectify the situations that we are facing in this land today. When the prayer turns into a cry, I want us to focus our attention to the book of Exodus tonight. Exodus in the second chapter, verse 24 and 25. We're going back in time now, way, way back in the time of Moses, in the time of Egyptian bondage. The children of Israel were, and I want you to understand just a little bit about this. Let me read it first, and then I kind of want to delve into it just a little bit. In verse 23 of the second chapter of Exodus is where we are. And it came to pass in process of time. I want us to let that sink in just a little bit. And it came to pass in process of time. Now, to my discernment and my ability, as little as it is, to try to comprehend that, when I read that, I don't think of something happen spontaneously or something that has just taken place overnight. When the writer of this particular word here, probably, most likely it was come from Moses' notes or Moses' writing, but he said, and it came to pass in a process of time, and it came on gradually. It came on, so to speak, that it somewhat became unnoticed. It just kind of was accepted. And you know what? When change hits us overnight, it's almost overwhelming. But when change gradually overtakes us, how many know so many times we don't even realize that the change has taken place? We begin to accept that change as the norm. So here, it came to pass in a process of time that the king of Egypt died. Why is that such an eventful thing? Because there was new leadership. Things had been kind of soft. Things had been kind of bearable under this prior Pharaoh who had just died. Yeah, they were enslaved. Yeah, they were still in bondage. But he was not as hard of a king as the king that was just going to take his place. Things begin to get worse in a process of time. And I want you to understand, so many times we as a people, we as a church, we as a nation, we allow things to happen in a process of time, whereas when it's forced on us, it becomes such a detriment that we realize that something must be done. And our prayers become more serious. Our prayers become more in depth. Our prayers become more than just a practice prayer, but it begins to cry out for the help and the assistance of an Almighty God, realizing that we're in a situation that we can't do anything about, but we serve a mighty God who can come down and anoint and make a way. How many believe God still performs miracles? Amen for that. He is still in the miracle performing business. And the children of Israel sighed by reason of the bondage. And they cried. And their cry came up unto God by reason of the bondage. Understand that prior to this king dying, they were under bondage. But after his death, something significantly happened. Things got intolerable. How many knows that people will put up with a certain little bit of uncomfortableness, a certain little bit of strife, a certain little bit of misfortune? But when it becomes overwhelming, and that is the word. This prayer was of the afflicted when he was overwhelmed. Can I suggest to you that our prayers change when we become overwhelmed? Our prayers change when we see no outlet. Our prayers change when things become unbearable. Our prayers change when we see no relief in sight. And we cry out to God. And God hears our cry. God heard the prayers before, but I don't believe we were as serious, just as the children of Israel were not as serious, because things were kind of got rocking along fairly well. Come on, not overly bad, not real good, but not overly bad. But when they got intolerable, when they were overwhelmed with the bondage and the amount of workload, it increased. And even increased later after Moses, after God had spoke to Moses and Aaron for them to go down and to tell the Pharaoh to let his people go. What did Pharaoh do? He increased the workload. Come on, how many knows it takes God to set us free? How many knows man is nothing more than a mediator? Man is nothing more than just a messenger or an instrument of God. Amen. When this thing happens and when this thing gets better, it's not going to be attributed to any man. It's going to be God that stepped in. Just like Sister Nikki said, it was God that stopped the car, not because of the quality of the car, but because the quality of an Almighty God who stepped in and said, "That's far enough. I got it right here," and he took control. Amen. So they prayed and they cried, and their cry came up unto God by reason of the bondage. And verse 24, and God heard their groaning. Their groaning. Listen, I don't know if you've ever gotten so involved in your prayer that it became a groaning. It became couldn't even understand the words you were saying unto God. And it was just your Holy Spirit, the Spirit that is within you, crying out to God. Lord, we need you. God, we've got to have your help. God, please intercede on behalf of this situation. And their cry, God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. And God looked upon the children of Israel, and God had respect unto them. That really got my attention. God, these are your people. These are the seed of Abraham, and Isaac, and Jacob. This is the seed that you promised, a land flowing with milk and with honey. But it looks like here that until they got serious with God, until they realized that they were overwhelmed by their enslavement, by their bondage, by their inability to serve God as they were supposed to, then God had respect unto them. What does that mean? God hears our prayers. God honors our faith. But sometimes I don't know if our prayers are as serious as they need to be, or as intense as they need to be. I've shared with you, you know, there's times that you pray, and there's times that I pray, and then there's times that I just grab hold of the horns of the altar. How many knows what I'm talking about? And it doesn't necessarily mean this altar here. It could be your bedside. It could be your steering wheel. It could be wherever you get that intense sensation that, God, I'm not letting go. The Jacob prayer, when he was wrestling with the angel all night long. No, I will not let go until you bless me. How many of us have realized, Lord, I won't let go. God, I won't quit praying. I won't quit believing. God, until you send your power down. God, until you send your anointing down. God, until you get victory, Lord, again, in this nation and in our lives, God, until you rain down that heavenly manna, I won't let go. I won't quit believing. I won't quit praying. I won't quit trusting in you, Lord. And he had respect unto them. Amen. And he heard their prayers. And you know the rest of the story. He delivered them through the hand of Moses. He had a man for the time. And I go back to this Psalm 102. When my prayer cries out. When my prayer gets to a point where I realize. And listen, things were so bad here during this particular psalmist. My Bible doesn't even attribute which psalmist it was. It usually it tells if it was David or one of the sons of Korah or some of the other musicians that wrote poems or wrote psalms or songs. But basically it just says this prayer was of the afflicted when he is overwhelmed. Have we been overwhelmed? Are we at a point that we will admit that we're overwhelmed? We're overwhelmed with the situation in the world. We're overwhelmed with the reaction of people today. We're overwhelmed at what we're hearing, at least I am. Of what I'm hearing, of what I'm seeing, of what I'm seeing happening around the world today. It's overwhelming to a point. You know, we realize that Lord, you know, it took us a while to get into this mess, but Lord, we can't get out of this mess overnight. In fact, we can't get out of it by ourselves. And we cry out. We cry out from our spirit, from the depths of our heart. We cry out, Lord, help me. Lord, make a way. God, heal the land. God, send peace. All of these things. And you know what? When we was praying and I was praying and I was praying and all of a sudden my spirit began to acknowledge for me to pray the will of the Father. Because I don't know His will. I want to learn His will. I want to live in His will. And I want to be submissive and obedient to it. But what if this is God's will to get the church ready? What if this is God's will to get people to turn from their sinful nature and their iniquities and turn and accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior? We don't know. So Lord, Thy will be done. Give us grace to stand. Give us strength to endure. Increase that measure of faith. Let me just encourage each and every one of you tonight. Every single one of you has a measure of faith according to the Word of God. What are we doing with that measure of faith? Have we done it like the parable that Jesus said, the talents, one he gave one, some, and five gave one, ten, and I may have the story. I sound like Joe Biden here. You know the thing. Are we live streaming? He gave one, five, one, and one, ten. Okay. And the one that got one, what did he do? He went and dug a hole and he buried it. Have we buried our measure of faith? Or have we taken that measure of faith and through trials and tribulation and hard times and seeing the miracle performance of an almighty God increase that measure of faith greater than it was when we first were saved, greater than it was when we had our first healing, greater than it was when we saw our first miracle. Is that faith? Is that measure of faith growing? Is it building? Each and every circumstance that God brings us through ought to increase that measure of faith. And as we cry out to the Lord, amen, as we groan in our spirit, let us also exercise that measure of faith that is within us. And when we get up from our prayer, we call it done in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, it's in His hands now. Hallelujah. That's praying and believing. We'll see miracles performed. We'll see things turning around when we pray and our prayer becomes a cry unto the Lord. Listen, He said, "Hear my prayer, O Lord, but let my cry come unto Thee." Have we ever heard something and didn't really register? Come on, husband, say amen. Amen. And they repeat it loudly. Then it registers. You know, they cry out. and then we hear that. You know, I'm not saying that God is deaf. I'm not saying that God doesn't hear our prayer. I think God hears every prayer that we pray. But when I read this, I thought about the nature of my prayers. And I thought about the seriousness of my prayers. Do I actually believe what I'm praying for? Do I only hope when I pray? Do I just pray because I'm supposed to? Or do I cry out to God? There's no other way. God, I have nowhere else to turn. Overwhelmed. Overwhelmed. Amen. And I pour out my heart and I pour out my complaint before the Lord. Amen. Understanding what the complaint is. My complaint is not with God. Listen, God did not make this mess. God created a perfect world. He created the Garden of Eden. Man has messed it up. We have messed it up. You know, we have a saying, somebody else done it. We never take the blame. Listen, there's not a one of us, amen, that was holy and righteous without the Spirit of God. Not a one of us who can say, I've never had a fault or I've never fallen. Amen. Because of the grace and the mercy of Jesus Christ. He knew that when He came and died on the cross of Calvary. That we might be made perfect or complete through Him. Because God knew that we could never be complete. He knew that we could never be perfect. He knew that we could never adhere to the statutes and the precepts in our own ability. No matter how much we desire, no matter how much our good intentions are, we can never do it without the Spirit of the Lord. But how many knows also the Scripture says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Amen. When we pray, let's be serious. When we pray, let's pray with expectation. When we pray, let's clear our heart and clear our mind of all the obstacles that are before us. And get in touch with God. And I thank God for those. Some may be praying at home and were not able to come during this time. We will be having the prayer time tomorrow night and Friday night as well from 7 to 8. But tonight I would like to close the service with an open invitation. Maybe some of you haven't had an opportunity to come by, but I'd like to close the service tonight with an open invitation. Let's close it out with prayer. Not just having a prayer of dismissal as we normally do, but invite you to pray where you are. If you want to come to the altar, that's fine. And you pray as long and as much as you want to. And then without any disturbance, if you're when you're completed with your prayer, then you can be dismissed yourself and go. And then you keep your fellowshipping outside the doors, if you would, because others may still be praying. And this will give some an opportunity that maybe didn't have an opportunity to come on the other prayer nights. So again, this altar's open. If you want to pray around this altar, that'll be fine. If you're more comfortable praying in your pew, that will be fine as well. And what I would like to do, maybe if we could, I don't want to be indulging on our musicians, but I would like for them, if they, maybe when they finish their prayer, they would come and play something very softly. If nothing else, that seems to make us focus a little bit more on our prayer. So again, we will not pray a specific prayer of dismissal tonight. We'll just end the service with prayer. Pray where you are. Pray standing up. Pray kneeling at the altar. Wherever you want to get in touch with the Lord, then let's take this opportunity now to pray. All right? And if we don't get to see you after church, God bless each and every one of you. Again, when you're finished with your prayer, you can be dismissed. Please hold down the fellowship until you get out the doors. Is that okay? Amen. All right. Well, let's go at this time. Take advantage of this time and let's pray. And we'll pray this service out.